was so excited about this. Joining us is Tess Kirkson. She is the Director of Public Relations for the State Fair on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. And Tess, it is going to be another great day at the Wisconsin State Fair.
We have a fantastic lineup today for so many different things and so many different activities at the State Fair for kind of people of all ages to really enjoy.
Yeah, I have to ask you, because I know you're out there all day, every day. How many cream puffs have you had since the fair started?
I have not had a single cream puff.
Oh,
isn't that
no.
a crime?
Oh, you have so much self-control.
No, it's not self-control. We're so busy over here that, you know, we don't have time to break away and have a cream puff, but it's definitely on my list for today. I'm going to make it happen.
Well, I know the big stage show. It's going to be what? Tommy James and the Shondells and Little Anthony.
With Little Anthony, yes. It's going to be fantastic.
You know, I saw Little... Actually, I've seen both of them. I've seen Tommy James and the Shondells. Amazing. Wait till they play Money Money. And also, I saw Little Anthony about 6 months ago. My husband kind of dragged me there, and I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be... He is fantastic.
Puts on an amazing show. And that's really what we try to get in entertainers is someone who's going to be really lively and entertaining, whether you know the music or not. And they are fantastic. Them together, it's just so great.
Well, and the thing with Little Anthony is wait until you hear him and you say, oh, that's right. He did that song. But
he
boy,
did that song right.
Oh, you have. To me, that is a really exciting act tonight. And I know a lot of people are going to enjoy it. Now, what are some of the other things to look forward to if you're coming out to the fair today?
Yes, a really important thing for us to start with is Veterans and Military Recognition Day today. It's a new date for this day. We typically do it on the last Sunday of the fair. This time we're doing it the first Sunday of the fair. So we're recognizing veterans, military personnel, and their families as well. So they can get in free to the Wisconsin State Fair today until 4 p.m. They have to be in by 4. All you have to do is show your military ID, and you get those tickets for you and up to 3 people in your family.
Oh, that is so great that you're doing it. And why did you change it? I'm just curious. From the last Sunday to this one.
The last Sunday, there's a lot going on. There's some move out of animals and things like that. So we thought, let's make sure we have the most robust day possible. And move it up. And so it just worked out perfectly. It works great within our schedule. And we're hoping everyone, you know, gets the message that the date has moved from previous years. But there's also in Central Park, we have a massive setup over there right across from the studio that from 10 to 4, we have Veterans and Military Resource Expo. So all these veterans and military personnel that are coming in have some resources as well that they might need.
Well, I know, and you got the kids from Wisconsin. They're out there again today. I mean,
every single day of the fair, they're going to be out here this year. Last year, we had a few days where they were missing. This year, we made sure every day the kids from Wisconsin are going to be on that big 5-9 amphitheater.
Well, and again, because they're so popular, and I mean, everybody loves them when they see them come out. Now, the other thing I notice is the animals today, and you've got some really, really good events with the horse pull.
Fantastic.
Okay, there you are. We lost you for a second. Tell us about the horse pull.
Yes, the horse pulls are a really lively show to watch. Of course, it's horses pulling varied amounts of weights. But we also have a dog sport demonstration in the morning in the Case IH Coliseum. And then some of our barns have some fantastic animals that they're going to do some great shows. We have open swine, boar show happening in the swine and goat barn. So just some really interesting things happening in the barns and always just a great way to experience agriculture at the State Fair.
You know, I'm a dog lover, Tess. And I know that, you know, you've got the dock diving demonstration.
Yes.
If you've never seen that, it's just so much fun to watch those dogs out there.
Oh my gosh, they are the happiest dogs in the world when they are going for those toys and just jumping in the water, cooling off, coming right back and doing it all over again. They love it. And it's just so fun to see them with their owners and experiencing the fair. It's a really neat experience. That's at the K9 Sports Arena, which is near our gate 4.
And if you get close to the pool, you will get wet.
There is a splash zone. There is a splash zone. You will get a little bit wet for sure.
All right. Now another popular part, and it's Zaza's Famous Racing Pigs. And you've got a bunch of opportunities today to come out and see them.
We absolutely do. We have a lot of shows for Zaza's Racing Pigs. It's one of our most popular attractions here. It has a full setup with tons of bleachers, and people just love it. It's presented by Milwaukee Admirals, which is a fantastic partnership. And there are shows at 11, 12:30, 1:30, 3:30. I mean, and to all the way till 7:30 tonight. Really great opportunities to see that. And, of course, it's right by the Products Pavilion, so you can always walk over there afterwards, ride the giant slide, do the Wonder Fair wheel, all those fun things that you've been, you know, doing as a tradition for so many years.
You know, and another thing that I think if your kid has never seen a cow being milked, I don't mean that facetiously, this is the chance to really get the kids in there and let them see a demonstration.
Absolutely. The cow milking demonstrations and the goat milking demonstrations, we have a lot of times for those because those are really important for us. They're put on by the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board, and that's just a really important partner to us. And also the Fairest of the Fairs and Alice in Dairyland both come to a lot of those different demonstrations, and they help hand out cheese, and they do a little intro, which is a great way to just learn more about agriculture and the fair industry.
Oh, I love coming to the state fair, and even if you don't have tickets for the main stage tonight, there are acts throughout the fair, throughout the day. You just kind of wander around, and you're going to hear music everywhere.
You're going to hear music all over the place. I mean, you can't walk around without hearing the music from the different vendor stages, which is just so fun because you say you don't like one that you landed at, you just go on to the next one. I mean, it's such a cool atmosphere being able to kind of bounce from place to place and just find your new friends, find your group of people, find your vibe, and that's just what's great about the Wisconsin State Fair.
And one last question, Tessa. We talked about Tommy James and the Shondells and Little Anthony. Great show tonight. The State Fair main stage. Can you still get tickets?
You can still get tickets for this show. They are still available. My secret to you guys is get them before you enter the fair park because they include your admission for the day. So you can buy them here once you get in. You can buy them at our box office by the Exposition Center if you already have the tickets. But if you don't have tickets yet at all, get them before you enter so you can use that admission portion of the ticket as well.
And again, great show. And don't write off Little Anthony. That guy,
correct.
Is amazing. And seems
get
like
there early.
did you get to meet him? Because he seems like a really nice person.
He seems like a wonderful person. I have not gotten to meet him yet. I think their tour buses are rolling in shortly here. So fingers crossed that I can have an interaction with him.
Oh, I hope you do. And again, it's always fun at the State Fair. And make sure you stop by the Bank 59 studio and say hi, because our broadcasts are going to be going on all week, Monday through Saturday at the Wisconsin State Fair. Tess Kirkland, thanks so much for joining us today. And will you do me a favor? Go out and have a cream puff for me.
I will. I absolutely will for you.
Okay, Tess. Thanks so much.